second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola, and I hope that you will consider making a pledge to the pledge drive that RBN is now conducting. We will take calls at 800-313-9443 after the next break. Our guest today is Hans Krampe. That's K-R-A-M-P-E. And he is a writer for the Radical Press. A very good writer. Very, very thorough. Wonderful writer.
You make me blush.
That's a good sign. Blushing is a very good sign.
Now listen, about the camps. In Germany, in 1945, the camp of Dachau was evacuated by the administration that had been, looking after the camp. And young SS were moved in to replace them because, the regular guards, they were evacuated because the Russian army was approaching. So now these SS, they had only been there a day or so when the Americans captured Dachau. And what did they do? They massacred 280 SS men right there without any question. They released criminals that had been incarcerated in Dachau and allowed them to beat and club with a spade some of these SS guards to death. And then they lined them all up at the wall and mowed them down with machine guns, without even knowing who these guys were, what they were doing, etc. Well, then right. they discovered all these corpses you were talking about, emaciated, in a state of a partial decomposition, stench of death all over the place, and apparently Eisenhower had or. No, when Eisenhower staged this march that Germans were forced to pass the exhibits on a table of the tattooed German.
The lampshade.
No, that was in Bergen-Belsen. That was not in Dachau.
But Buchenwald.
Yeah. No, Bergen-Belsen.
I know that he opened Buchenwald, and he brought in the press and
oh, yeah, okay. That was, Oscar Wilde, one of these movie makers from Hollywood, was there and made movies of the whole thing. And inadvertently, he appears in one of the scenes and backs right out again. So you can see that it was all staged and pre-planned and set up to give a false impression later on of what happened in Germany. But here's something interesting about Dachau. There was only, in the entire European theater, was only one American pathologist, and he was ordered to perform autopsies on these corpses. And he did 1,000 autopsies, and what did he find? No gassings. On any of these corpses were not gassed, they'd all died of typhus. And that ties in what you were saying about the bombardment of supply lines, rail lines, roads, making it impossible to bring medication and food supplies to the camps. And as a result of that, the inmates starved and typhus spread. And dysentery spread and spotted fever and all kinds of pandemics, took place in the camp.
Right.
And that is what created all these, and the people died in a rapid succession to such a degree.
Right. We got to go to a break. We'll be back in three.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We will take calls at 800-313-9443, and you were talking about the camps and all that. But, you know, the Holocaust is really part of their religion, and they tried to pass off a Holocaust during World War One. There was a lot of people in America, a lot of Jewish people in America, Jewish leaders who were saying that, oh, 6 million people are starving to death over in Europe. And of course, Don Hedesh, what is his name? Let me just bring that book up here. Don Hedesheimer. Yeah. Wrote a book about this, and it says The First Holocaust. And talked about the crucifixion of Jews must stop. I mean, there were all kinds of things in the newspapers, which, of course, were controlled by the Jewish people. And they started, actually, the first fundraiser that they did was in London in 1882. They started collecting money for the Jews in Russia because of the pogroms over there. And they discovered that they could raise a lot of money by saying that all these Jews were being, you know, treated terribly. So they discovered that this was a pretty good way of raising money. And so during World War One, that is what they did. And apparently, because of their prophecy, because of something in the Talmud, 6 million actually have to die via some sort of burning before the Jews could return to Palestine. And so they had to have this story. And
it's the price that Yahweh demanded from the Jews. And if they made this sacrifice, then the whole world would become their own. And that is what is behind all this. And that is what the New World Order is all about. In that time, 1882?
Uh-huh.
England was already completely dominated by Jews. The politics and media were dominated by Jews, just as the Jews were dominating the Weimar Republic later on. And it has been like that since.
Right.
And even from before that.
Exactly.
It was a Jewish kind of driven politics that took place during that time, British politics.
Right.
Coming back to Dachau, the reason why these bodies piled up and were stacked outside was because they were dying so fast that they couldn't be buried quickly enough, they couldn't be burned quickly enough, and the Germans had no place to put them anywhere, so they piled them up on the outside. It was a really desperate situation of starvation, no medication coming in. The German guards themselves were starving, too. Nobody talks about that. And what Eisenhower did then, he was displaying the results of his own crimes and made the Germans believe it had been done by the Nazis.
Wow. Wow.
And that is how all these negative images about the Nazis started to appear in the mind of the people. And that was also the basis of the denazification campaign and the Morgenthau Plan.
Right.
To make the Germans emotionally and mentally cooperative, accepting all these things, and then wanting to change.
Amazing. Let's take a call. Let's take Shayla in Pennsylvania. Shayla, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna.
Hi.
I just want to tell you that I really love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, actually, I prayed to find somebody who could bring out the truth, and about a couple of days later, I just stumbled on your show and been listening ever since.
Well, thank you. That's very kind.
Thank you. I have a question. We're talking about Eisenhower, and I had heard that he was Jewish. Do you know if he was Jewish or not?
When he was at West Point, they referred to him as the Swedish Jew. But if you actually go into his background, there is no real proof that that is the case. And there is a website, can't remember the exact URL, but when I looked him up on that website, he is not Jewish. But, they did call him that at West Point.
Okay, and because I want to add to that as well, there is a letter that he had written his wife in 1944. I want to know if this is true. I don't. You might have heard of it. It's he wrote saying, "God, I hate the Germans."
Yes, he did write that letter, and I have it in a note here right before me. Let me just find exactly where it is in there. But he did write that letter. And he hated Germans, and the reason that he was, it must be in another chapter, but the reason that he was positioned where he was because of his hatred of the Germans. And he was kind of a philanderer, and Anne Roosevelt took him home to meet her father, FDR, and they got along quite well, and within just a very short period of time, he was elevated militarily above people who had more seniority than he did, so that he would ultimately be in Europe and be the commander for the entire European theater.
Wow.
So it was definitely a political appointment. And he was also a very good friend of Bernard Baruch.
Okay, and I'm glad you brought up Anne Roosevelt, because I had heard also that she was Jewish.
That FDR is Jewish? I have found land records in early New York where they sold land to the Jews to create construct a synagogue. And I personally believe that there was probably some Jewish blood, because Amsterdam or New York was one of the first communities that the Jews came to.
Okay, because I know that the Jews are notorious for changing their names.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do want to thank you so much for having me a part of your program, and I just want to say God bless you, and I want to say hi to your guest. He's a wonderful, wonderful show, and I really, really enjoy. In fact, I make it a point now not to miss your show.
Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, and God bless the both of you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Do you have any thoughts on that? I didn't even...
Yeah, I have read that quote, too, where he says, I hate the Germans, from this letter to his wife.
Right.
They called him at West Point the terrible... the terrible Swedish Jew.
Yes. And he actually supported the Morgenthau Plan. And it's very interesting that Morgenthau's father was the ambassador to the Ottoman Empire during the time that the Armenian massacre occurred. And the Armenians were basically Christian. And I think there were probably 3 million that were slaughtered under the Young Turk administration, and the Young Turks were Jewish.
Yes.
And
the,
in fact,
them the Dome, and Atatürk was Jewish too.
Atatürk
was was Jewish.
Yes. Yes. In fact, some of the neocons, William Crystal, they refer to him as a Young Turk, because what the Young Turks did, of course, is they infiltrated the government, started taking positions, and then all of a sudden there was a revolution, and there you have
it. They undermined the Ottoman Empire from the inside.
Oh, yes. It's the same as they have in this country.
Yeah. The same method.
Yes. They're very clever. You have to give them that. They're very clever. Very, very deceitful, very clever. I've been reading a book lately called Holocaust Dogma, and it's by Weintraub, Weintraub. And it just it raised some questions with me. And when you think about it, when you think about the Holocaust being a necessary religious happening, and that they created this, and now they teach it basically in schools. So they are teaching religious concepts in the American schools, and via the Holocaust museums, which the taxpayer pays for. And you have to think, let's see, we're not supposed to do a lot of other things in the public schools, but they're teaching religion, Judaism in the schools? How did they get away with that? We do need to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the Brack at 877mybunker.com. The Brack is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. Brack fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more, or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Hans Krompa, and we have Werner on the phone from New Brunswick, and you'll enjoy talking with Werner. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Diana, and good afternoon, Hans.
Good afternoon.
I appreciate very much what Diana is doing, and I hope so will more and more people will become a listener to your program. This has been needed for a long while, but there is still a very hard road ahead. And I don't know how the battle in the end will go out, but what it says in the scriptures, the word is mightier than the sword. And instead of going half-cocked around the world and blown one country after another into oblivion, I think those warriors, they better start informing themselves before they embark on their adventures. You know, and hope to come back home and being appreciated as heroes.
Oh, but, yeah, we talked about that a little bit yesterday. I do not support, now this is going to sound very un-American, but I do not support the troops either. And Veronica mentioned that yesterday. Because when you say you support the troops, what you are saying is that you support warfare, that you support killing foreigners that have done absolutely nothing to you. And, you know, when they have these things on TV about, you know, some guy that's come back and he's hurt, I always say, well, you know, he shouldn't have been there to begin with. But these people are fooled into going to war against the so-called enemies. And then when they do come back and they do have wounds and things, do you really think that the government takes care of them or helps them? No way.
No. Diana, you are more of an American patriot than those warmongers.
Well, thank you.
Because with all their interference and all their murdering around the world, the only thing they will do, they will incite more and more hatred against America and against the NATO country, which ultimately will blow up right into their faces.
Okay, Hans, your thoughts.
Hopefully it won't blow up in all our faces, you know.
Well, the way war is indiscriminately.
We are talking about now a situation that might very well end with the end of humanity if it comes to a nuclear war.
Well, some they say the nuclear war has been going on already now for at least the last 2 decades.
Let me qualify that. A war with nuclear bombs. But they have much worse little toys in their arsenal, you know, than nuclear bombs.
I'm getting the idea of it, and I've been over the last couple of years, I've been studying a lot, and I got quite a wake-up call. In coming over from the old country and knowing some of the background of the war and of the history from there that didn't coincide to be exactly according to the version that was being told to us in school and that was being told to us by the mainstream media.
That was called denazification. It was happening under the Morgenthau Plan, and there was a little book called Germany Must Perish by Theodor Kaufmann, an American Jew, and it is a hate-mongering pamphlet par excellence, and I think what happened in Germany after the war was exactly what Kaufmann described in his book. They wanted to destroy the German people and the German country, and they proceeded in teaching us kids right from grade one a completely bogus history in order to create a guilt complex in our minds. And that has been going on, and it's still going on today, and it's getting worse and worse.
And they have been milking the cow financially ever since.
Yeah, they have been. Germany is a milk cow. You know, the Jews milk it. The entire European neighbors of Germany milk it, maybe with the exception of Hungary, who tried to be independent from the European Union. I don't know how that will. You're right. Nobody knows how this will end. If it will end at all.
But as I say, I don't want to keep you occupied too long. You were talking about Roosevelt, if you look closer, it sounds to me his name, Roosevelt, some of the Jewish names, Jewish people had adopted German names.
Well, apparently he originated in Holland. And it was a Dutch name that he took on,
Roosevelt. I understood that the original spelling was with a W. But I know they replace the W quite often with a V.
Right. All righty, we're going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
We are back. Our guest is Hans Krompa, and we have an observation from Bob, and he says, the following is based on 40-plus years of business and 60-plus years of life experiences and observations. As you contemplate why so many people accept Hitler and the Nazis as the bad guy, have you ever noticed that some of the most successful people, those who are able to persuade others to support their position, lavish rewards upon them, and buy what they offer, are those who seem inclined to be the least acquainted with truth? I think that might also help explain, at least in part, why so many folks support Obama or Romney or other political scum. If people hear a message they like, they don't bother to think. Think being the operative word here, even when the scum's lies should be obvious to all. And that's from Bob, one of our listeners.
Well, we were talking about how the Jews are teaching the Holocaust in the educational system. Well, they teach much more in Germany especially, and I think it's also starting here in Canada. They teach little kids in kindergarten homosexuality, transgender, abortion, and it boggles my mind that people get away with this. You know, how can you teach little kids who can't think critically yet?
Well, you take over the education system in the early 1900s, and you teach all the teachers to teach a particular way. And I recently watched a video by Colin Gunn, and I'm going to have him on the program. But everybody should watch this video. It's indoctrination. It's a fabulous video. And it should be required watching for everybody. And I think if people watch that video and actually realized what is going on in the school system, they would absolutely pull all of their children out. Because what you say is true. They are, and it's subtle. And this video demonstrates how subtle this teaching is. Ah, amazing. It's an amazing video.
I know a lady who teaches, and she got several awards at, you know, and got herself promoted through assiduous studying and, you know, getting more and more into more and more programs and absolving those and then getting higher up. And she thinks she is God's gift to the world. And not for a moment would she admit that she is merely a tool of brainwashing kids in a certain way. She will probably think she is teaching kids how to think. You know, they know how to, they know arithmetic, they know the three R's, and that passes itself off as thinking, you know, critical yes. thinking. The word critical should be in there. You know, students should be encouraged to critically question. And that is mainly what most people don't do. You know,
right.
It's the comfort zone, you know. Oh, yeah, that sounds good. I will. He is perfectly right. What he says is so comfortable
yes.
to believe, eh?
Yes. And you were talking earlier about how profitable it was. And this book that I mentioned, Holocaust Dogma, and it says the chief aim is to get the gullible Christians and Jews to believe that prophecy is being fulfilled. So they engineer events in all media of communication to create a sense of God's will or infallibility of destiny according to their design. And basically what this Jewish religious dogma surrounding the Holocaust, serves multiple purposes, rabbinical purposes. Number one, to perpetuate the persecution complex, without which the Jews might be more normal and less fearful and more tolerant of their neighbors and less tractable to Zionist schemes and shakedowns. Number two, to extort reparations from the German losers of World War II to subsidize the State of Israel to the tune in 1992 of $50 billion. Counting indirect American aid to Israel, the total rises to $800 billion in 1991. Then Under Secretary of State George Ball estimated American support through taxation to be $107.3 billion, and to year 1995 the total is around $200 billion, according to the Barnes Review. And so when you consider all of this money, and number three, to pose as an underdog to disguise their true status of overlord, a preponderance of key administrative positions in the UN, the United States, and Britain, and most other countries in the world, part of the diaspora. And so it's very interesting. Number four, to absolve themselves from the distasteful truth that they were largely responsible for the true Holocaust of the wars of the 20th century, from World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, from Dresden to Hiroshima, and more. 160 million real dead people. Where are the museums for that 160 million real dead people? People.
Yeah, where are they? And how? Well, you know, it's actually a stupid question to ask. How can we tolerate that? Well, we don't know that. You know, the majority of people doesn't know. And in a system of democracy, it is always the majority of the people that rule. So
yes.
You have ignorant people, disinformed, lied to, that are not used to critically question, or couldn't
yes.
be bothered to critically question. And you have the intelligentsia not daring to stick out their neck because it would be the it would cost them the cushy jobs they are in. So nobody does anything about telling the truth except people who have nothing to lose. You know.
Yes. Well, we're all going to have something to lose because we are all affected by this.
Yeah.
Every one of us. I mean, no matter what our situation is, we are all affected by this. We're all paying the heavy taxation and all the other stuff. Let's take a call. Let's take Frank in Pennsylvania. Frank, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Diana, for taking my call. And your guest is very accurate in a lot of things he's been saying. I remember years ago I was reading a book about the Holocaust, and there was this one picture I remember of it, and it was a stunning picture. It was a picture of a German soldier standing above all these burnt bodies, and it looked like it was in a city it was taken. And the caption underneath it, I remember it said something like, Jewish victims of the Nazi Holocaust, where they were burned, it said, and it was just quite stunning picture. Well, I remember, not too long, about 2 years ago, I was reading a book about the Dresden fires, and that same picture was in there, and it said, bodies burnt up from the Dresden fire, and the Nazi officers trying to drag out and identify the bodies. That picture was more factual. The other picture was a fake picture that was used to propagandize people to believe that these Jewish people were burned alive in their homes. It was actually of the Dresden fire, which was caused by the Allies. Now, for a young student looking at that, you know, you can propagandize their mind. And that's the shame of it. And I wish that, everything has to be questioned because we don't know what's truth and what is factual and what is untruth.
Well, you know, you probably also saw this picture of a structure, a flat structure was being created with the railroad tracks, and on it was this huge heap of dead bodies being incinerated. Well, the first time, this is in Dresden, where they had collected all these corpses and burning them in order to avoid epidemics. And the first time I saw this picture, the caption underneath read, this is how the Germans tried to erase the evidence of their crimes by burning the corpses that they had first buried. Where was that again? In
at Buchenwald or Auschwitz or
no, it wasn't in Auschwitz. It was a smaller camp. I forgot now the camp's name.
Bergen-Belsen.
Probably.
Or Dachau?
Or Treblinka.
Treblinka, yes.
Yeah, where they were supposed to have buried the corpses first in the ground and deter them again and try to burn the corpses to erase the evidence.
Right.
Well, in fact, it was German corpses that from the firebombing of Dresden. But that was common practice right after the war to take these atrocities, the results of the atrocities that the Allies had committed on Germany, and then writing underneath it that the Germans had done these atrocities to Jews, you know?
When
you
see
you're absolutely right, because if you think about, you can go to any high school student and say, how many Jews died in the Holocaust? Right off the bat, they'll tell you 6 million. And they can even name some of the camps, like, you know. But if you say, how many men signed the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution, they'd be hard-pressed because they don't know American history. We are telling these children, you know, all this stuff, and we're finding out that a lot of photos were fictional and were used for propaganda purposes. And one of the leading spokespersons of this is a man named Norman Finkelstein, and I had watched a lot of his videos, and he said it's basically an industry. It's an industry, and like Diana said, it's a religion. And it's actually feeds on itself by the more people that refuse to question the truth or look for the truth.
Yeah, well,
right.
Thank you so much, Diana.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Yep.
Yes, it is a religion, and yet religion is not supposed to be taught in the schools. And given that the Holocaust is supposed to be prophecy, fulfilled prophecy, basically what they are doing when they teach the Holocaust is teaching religion. So I just think that that's very, very interesting.
Actually, I think it's more in the nature of an ideology. And it's not teaching that they do in school. It's indoctrination with a lie.
You're right.
If they taught a Jewish religion, then they would teach Judaism. But they don't do that, not to goys. You know, they don't. They want the goys only to know what they want them to know and nothing else.
Yes.
We are goys, you know, the white people.
Yes.
And they want us to. They want us extinct. And they are working real hard and successfully at it in Europe.
I think you're right. When you consider the number of people that died during those wars, and yet the only people that are ever talked about as having been victims of the wars were, in fact, the people who started the wars to begin with, and rarely do we ever hear the numbers of people that died as a result of these wars. And I've studied the history of these wars. And, you know, when you look behind the curtain, the same people start all of them.
Yeah. You know, I came across a quote from a paper in 1896. The London Saturday Review, and they had a lead article on page one, headlined Germania esse delendam, Germany must perish. And in it, this is in 1896, and in it they said, if Germany was destroyed and eliminated from the face of the earth, every Englishman would be wealthier tomorrow. And that, to me, was a clear indication. And they repeated this afterwards. You know, that it also other articles appeared in the British media saying the same thing. And what did, do you know? In 1904 or 1906, the British formed an entente with France to prepare aggressive action against Germany.
And yes, they had a commission to do that.
Yeah, and then eventually, with all kinds of machinations and conspiratorial kind of arrangements, it created World War One, and I think that was the main purpose of World War One, was to destroy Germany, because Germany had become economically and industrially a leading nation in Europe.
Yes,
and was turning to be the power center of Europe, and England couldn't have that because they were until then the empire of the world on which the sun never sets, and they didn't want to lose that. Well,
right.
They did in the end.
And of course, we have to look behind the curtain there and to understand who was ruling Britain at that point and had been since about 1809, when Nathan Rothschild became the counselor for the British government.
Yeah.
He was a financial counselor in, I believe it was 1809, 1810, when he arrived in London and became the counselor, the financial counselor for the British government. So pretty well says it all.
Yeah. Well, and there was an ingathering of all kinds of Jews into the city of London.
Yes.
Which then, you know, were, in effect formed the shadow government of Britain.
Right. You know, I know that in my research, I recognize that they were very brilliant people, very ethical people. They worked very hard. They were very clever. And they made their country work. I mean, it was good. But what else? What else was there that they targeted Germany for? I mean,
competition, Diana. It was simply they were afraid of German competition.
Okay, we gotta go to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A&B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back. Our guest is Hans Krompa, and Don just Skyped me, and he said, Winston Churchill said, and I quote, "This war is not against Hitler or National Socialism, but against the strength of the German people, which is to be smashed once and for all, regardless whether it is in the hands of Hitler or a Jesuit priest," unquote. So, I know they were very strong people, but there was also, from 1870 forward, Germany opposed French Freemasonry. And so France implemented revenge and encircle development policies against Germany. And, you know, so it was early on.
The French had attacked Germany with imperial purposes in 1871.
Right.
And Germany defeated them.
Yes.
And the French were very vain in terms of politics and their station in Europe. They couldn't swallow that and leave that unavenged. They had to find other ways. Well, right. And then came the First World War. Maybe that clobbered again. And it was the Americans who actually defeated Germany. And they didn't even defeat it. There was not one shot fired on German soil. And Germany's diplomats were conned into or pressured, blackmailed into accepting the Versailles Diktat.
And there were some Jews in that deal, too.
They were the principal, they were the principal instigators or designers of the Versailles Diktat.
Exactly.
They were a contingent of 170 or so in Versailles, and they were the most vocal and outspoken and pushy kind of guys that forced this dismantling of Germany by creating Czechoslovakia. And, taking away German territory and, imposing impossible reparations. So here you have, again, the most important motive of the Jews, money, you know. They created this opportunity to soak Germany for everything it had.
Right. Yeah, they start a war, and then they take over when the reparations payments are ready to be made, and they also participate in the so-called peace process.
And they did not only seek to destroy Germany physically and financially, also spiritually, by, disseminating now an image of Germany that was totally abhorrent, and they have been doing this ever since. You know, they can't have anything good being said about Germany. The only good thing Germany is for is paying money to them.
Yes. Well, we've run out of time.
Yeah.
Haven't even started. We could go for another 2 hours, right?
Yeah, you sure?
Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Diana. I like listening to you talk.
I like listening to you, too. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.